Three fuel cells in the service module provided all the electricity needed for the Apollo astronauts to make their historic journeys to the moon.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
A fuel cell generates electricity and heat when hydrogen and oxygen bond through an electrolyte. Because its only byproduct is water, a fuel cell is an environmentally friendly power source. NASA's investment in fuel cells dates back to the 1960s, when the agency was looking for ways to fuel missions to the moon. At that time, fuel cells were just a concept that had never been put to practical use. So NASA funded three companies to develop prototypes, eventually selecting the Pratt & Whitney Group to supply the Apollo mission fuel cells. Their spinoff company, UTC Power, which is now known as HyAxiom, later became the supplier of all the fuel cells used in the space shuttle program. Fuel cell technology has advanced since the Apollo era. NASA, along with other agencies worldwide, have plans to use these next-generation fuel cells to store energy from renewable sources. And commercial companies like HyAxiom are ready to ramp up production to meet these needs. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.